Do you belong to Christ? This question is one that needs to be answered by every person who professes to have been born again or saved. As the scriptures most rigidly affirm, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy by thy name, and by thy name cast out demons, and by thy name do many mighty works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7:21-23. Thus, it should be readily understood that not everyone who claims to belong to Christ actually does. So, how can we know? Regardless of what your preacher or your pastor may say, how does it compare with the scriptures? Let us look at some passages that tell us who it is that belongs to Christ. In Galatians 3:26-27, it says, For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Thus, you are clothed with Christ when you are baptized into Christ, not before. In John 14:15, Jesus said, If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Jesus further affirmed that he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my sayings has one that judgeth him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last day. John 12:48. Do you keep his commandments? In Romans 6:3-5, Paul said, Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to do what Saul of Tarsus was instructed to do in order to achieve the remission of his past sins. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name. Acts 22:16.